Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted on tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God and God's Word on tonight. I'm just gonna have a short devotion. And we're going to get on. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. I don't know how much of a song we can have. But we're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, if we can. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name tonight. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to get in his word on tonight. And like I said, we may not have any music right now. I thought that phone was done, but I guess it's not. Give me one second, y'all. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name tonight. He is such an awesome God, and I thank God for being who he is in my life. I just thank and praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. We're going to get ready to read from 108. Psalms 108 is where I... Yeah, wait a minute. Okay. Psalms 108. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with the right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and meet out the valleys of Succoth. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Eden will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistine triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Will not thou, O God, who has cast us out, and will thou, O God, go forth with our host? Give us help for trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do brilliantly, for he it is. That she shall tread down our enemies. I have just read you from Psalms 108 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word on tonight. Now let me see if this thing will play. It was playing.
Did not conquer this last year.
tell me what I missed, cause I see that it's coming back up again. Must be something I ate, some song, some show, some hate. The devil wants to extend the game. Free throw. When it ends, he wants to make the sequel. Cause if he has another chance, he feels like he can take my joy, my peace, my faith. See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how it keeps you in cycles, 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 cycles. But I'm not going in cycles, cycles. It will end like I wanted to. I win. The enemy will have to lose again. See, I'm a different fighter now, and I have got to say, His joy is my strength. See, the devil will learn his mistake when I'm sure. Oh, oh, but I'm not going in cycles. I'm not going in cycles. I'm gone crazy.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come right now, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we come tonight, God, just giving you glory and praise, just magnifying your holy name, God, just lifting your name up, God, that all men may see, God, we come, Father, Hito Bokoda Basi, because we're commanded to come. I ask you on tonight, God, to move Deborah, move me, God. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to open up our understanding God, open up our understanding, our minds, our heart, God, that we may understand your word just like it is written, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we know nothing of ourselves, God, but it's only you that knows everything. And we ask you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, just teach us, Holy Spirit. Teach us tonight, and we bind the strong man tonight. We bind up every witch, every warlock, every wizard, every psychic, every medium, every demon on assignment. We bind up tonight. We cast out. We command it to go from our lives and from this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God, and teach us all, Father. Father, we thank you. We pray. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, 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 and praise the Lord. So tonight we'll be on Judges chapter 11 and 12. Amen.
Amen. Judges chapter 11. Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. And Jephthah's wife bare him a son, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went, and it came to pass in process of time, that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, come and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, do not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are ye come unto me now when ye are in stress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore return again to thee now, that thou mayest go up with us and fight against the children of Ammon and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver me before me, shall I be your head. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, the Lord be the witness between us. If we do not so accordingly to thy words. Then Jephthah went up with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah ordered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. And Jephthah sent messengers unto the kings of the children of Ammon, saying, what hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to fight in my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, because Israel took away my land when they came out of Egypt from Arnon unto Jordan, now therefore restore those lands again peacefully. And Jephthah sent messengers again to the king of the children of Ammon. And he said unto him, thus said it Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the children of Ammon. But when Israel came up from Egypt and walked through the wilderness into the Red Sea and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers into the king of Edom, saying, let me, I pray thee, pass through thy land. But the king of Edom would not hearken thereto. And in like manner they sent unto the king of Moab, but he would not consent. And Israel abode at Kadesh. And they went along through the wilderness and compassed the land of Edom and the land of Moab, and came by the east of the land of Moab and pitched on the other side of Arnon, but came not within the border of Moab, for Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers into Sihon, king of the Amorites, and king of Heshbon. And Israel said unto him, we pray thee, sow thy land unto my place. But Sihon trusted not Israel to pass through his coast. But Sihon gathered all his people together and pitched in Jahaz, and fought against Israel. And the Lord God of Israel delivered Sihon and all his people into the land of Israel, and they smote them. So Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites and inhabitants of that country. And they possessed all the coasts of the Amorites from Arnon unto Jabbok, and from the wilderness even into Jordan. So now the Lord God of Israel has dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel, and shouldest thou possess it? Wilt not thou possess that which Shechem thy God even thee to possess? So whomsoever the Lord our God shall drive out from us, them we possess. Art thou anything better than Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel, and did he ever fight against them while Israel dwelt in Heshbon, and her town, and in Arah, and her towns, and in all the cities that be along by the coast of Arnon? 300 years. Why therefore did he not recover them within thy time? I have not sinned against thee, but thou doest me wrong to war against me. The Lord, the judge, we judge this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. Howbeit, the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah, which he sent to him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead he passed over unto the children of Ammon. So Jephthah vowed and vowed unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into thy hand, then it shall be that whosoever come forth out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hand. And he smote them from Aroer even until thou come in Minas, even 20 cities, and onto the plain of the vineyard with a very great slaughter. Thus the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Joseph came to Mizpah unto his house, and he, behold, his daughter came out to meet him with timbrels and with dances, and she was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass, when he saw her, that he rent his clothes and said, "Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me. For I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." And she said unto him, "My father, if thou hast opened thy mouth unto the Lord, do to me accordingly to that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth. For as much as the Lord hath taken vengeance for thee of my enemies, even of the children of Ammon." And she said unto her father, "Let this thing be done for me. Let me alone 2 months, that I may go up and down upon the mountains and bewail my virginity, I and my fellows." And he said, "Go, send her away for 2 months." And she went with her companions and bewailed her virginity upon the mountain. And it came to pass that the end of 2 months, that she returned unto her father, who did with her accordingly to his vow which he had vowed, and she knew no man. And it was a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel went yearly to lament the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite, 4 days in a year. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
Chapter 12. And the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and went northward and said unto Jephthah, "Wherefore passest thou over to fight against the children of Ammon, and didst not call us to go with thee? We will burn thine house upon thee with fire." And Jephthah said unto them, "I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon, and when I called you, ye delivered me not out their hand. And when I saw that ye delivered me not, I put my life in my hand and passed over against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them unto my hand. Wherefore then are ye come up unto me this day to fight against me?" Then Jephthah gathered together at the men of Gilead and fought with Ephraim, and the men of Gilead smote Ephraim, because they said, "Ye Gileadites are fugitives of Ephraim among the Ephraimites and among the Manassites." And the Gileadites took the passages of Jordan before the Ephraimites, and it was so. Then when those Ephraimites which were escaped said, "Let me go over," that the men of Gilead said unto them, "Art thou an Ephraimite?" If he said, "Nay," then said they unto him, "Say now, Shibboleth." And he said, "Shibboleth." For he could not frame to pronounce it right. Then they took him and slew him at the passage of Jordan. And there fell at the time of the Ephraimites 42,000. And Jephthah judged Israel 6 years, then died. Jephthah the Gileadite, and was buried in one of the city of Gilead. And after him, Ibzan, of Bethlehem, judged Israel, and he had 30 sons and 30 daughters, whom he sent abroad and took in 30 daughters from abroad for his sons, and he judged Israel 7 years. Excuse me. Then died Israel and was buried at Bethlehem, and after him, Elon, a Zebulunite, judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years, and Elion, the Zebulunite, died and was buried in Ajalon in the country of Zebulun. And after him, Abdon, the son of Hillel, a Parthenite, judged Israel. And he had 40 sons and 30 nephews, and rode on 70 ass colts, and he judged Israel 8 years. And Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Parthenite, died and was buried in Parathon in the land of Ephraim in the mount of the Amalekites. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That was a lot of time, wasn't it? Okay, we're going to answer these questions in 11. Okay, why did Jephthah brother drive him from their father's house?
Verse 2. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman.
Okay. What did Jephthah soon become?
He became a captain to fight in the war.
Yeah. Who did the elders of Israel call on when Ammon made war with Israel?
Was it Jephthah?
Hmm?
Was it somebody? Was it Jephthah?
Let me see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why were the people of Ammon upset with Israel?
Because they thought that Israel was taking away their land. Verse 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think they said they took away their land, but I don't really think they took it away, but that's what they was thinking. But it says because Israel took what? Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
But I don't think they took it. By what source was Jephthah able to justify his position?
Was it verse 17 that when Israel got to Kadesh that they wanted to pass through, but Edom wouldn't let them, as well as Moab, but neither one of them would, so they really had to stay back for that time.
It was, yeah, but I think it's...
When they say position, what I didn't really know when he said justify his position.
Because I guess they was wondering why. Anyway, he used the record of history of Israel from the book of Moses to justify Israel's position or possessions of the land, because they were saying that Israel had took their land, and Jephthah was trying to let them know that Israel didn't take their, you know, Israel didn't take their land. They just thought Israel took their land, but they didn't. And it's really, he was trying to, not his position, but Israel's position. And he was, he was fighting for Israel against whoever was fighting against Israel. So that's the position he had to take. He had to use the history of Israel to, and that's the position he had. He had to use that history to justify what he was fighting and why he was fighting for Israel. That's what he had to do. So that was his position to fight for Israel. He had to use the history to let them know this will happen. And because they tried to get through, and the Edomites wouldn't let them pass through. Nobody trusted them. So he had to go back and let them know this stuff right here happened, because they weren't trying to take your land. They was trying to walk through the land, go through the wilderness, and y'all weren't letting them go through. Mm-hmm. So it was something in that order. Verse 6 says, no. Okay. Verse 6 said, what did Jephthah vow to the Lord if he defeated the Ammonites?
And Jephthah vowed and vowed unto the Lord and said, if thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon unto my hand, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon shall surely be the Lord, and I will suffer it up for a burnt offering.
Okay. Who met Jephthah when he returned from his battle that met him?
His daughter.
Daughter?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. All right.
So that means he had to offer her up, right?
Yep. For a burnt offering. Mm-hmm. But he... Okay, we'll talk about it. Let's answer these. What tribe of Israel came against Jephthah and his men? Which tribe came against him?
Ephraim.
Huh?
Ephraim.
Yeah. What verse is that?
The first verse.
Okay. Why did they come against Jephthah?
Because he didn't come and get them to fight the war against Ammon. And so they was mad. They was for real jealous.
What attitude and heart do we see in these people?
Jealousy.
Mm-hmm. They had a jealous heart.
Mm-hmm.
They were scared that Jephthah, they had like a hearty too. And greed, heartiness, and pride, and greed, and stuff like that. And they were scared that Jephthah was going to get power and stuff like that. So that's why they was really trying to attack him and stuff. Is there one more question? No. So here we see that first Israel had kicked Jephthah out. And he went, somebody kicked him out, and he went to live in Tob. And But when they start the Amorites and stuff, Ammonim came up against Israel. One of the elders or more or a couple, a few of the elders went to get Jephthah from out of Tob. And he was like, y'all need me now. And the only way I'm going to go back with y'all, if what? Let me see what he said. He said the only way he would go back with them was that.
If they make him head. And
yes, captive. Right. Mhm. And so they did. Mhm. So they did, and he was real good too, with fighting and stuff. I was really surprised, but they know who they wanted. They knew who would help them, and then I think God just had a plan for this man anyway. Because that's a while before he got home. I think it was before he got home. He kind of just like surrendered. And God was, he surrendered or he did something. And God used him. I'm looking, let me look. Let me see. I want y'all to know what I'm talking about. I done read so much. 29, the Spirit. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah and of Gilead. And from Mizpah of Gilead, he passed over into the children of Ammon. And that's when he vowed the vow. Don't you see how important it is not to make a vow like that? But he was the head of the house. He was even the head of the Israel fight, the warriors. And he made a vow. And so he had to pay it. That was his only child. That was his only child. So I don't really know what they meant by her virginity, but maybe she had to go, whatever. I don't know what they really meant by that. And she had to go have sex or something and give up her virginity. Or, I don't really understand that. Because
well,
I don't think God would say.
Yeah, that was like, I was wondering about that too, Apostle. Because I didn't get that.
Because God wouldn't want that. He wouldn't have wanted that like that. It's something.
Could you repeat
else
that
to
again?
That.
He wouldn't want what now? Repeat that.
God wouldn't want her to go and give her virginity up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe God would want her to go have sex and get her virginity up. Her dad sent her away for 2 months. But I guess it was better than death because he was supposed to sacrifice that girl for a burnt offering unto the Lord. So he was supposed to have, that girl was supposed to be dead, but he just sent her away. She had to go, and God had mercy on him, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But that's why you have to be oh so careful when you bind a vow unto the Lord, making a promise unto God. If you do this for me, God, I'm going to do this and this and this. God take that stuff serious, serious, serious. You can't do that. If you get me out of this, God, I promise you I'm going to do this, this, and this. But stop making them vows unto the Lord. Because he want to be paid. He didn't try to stop him from sending that girl to give up her virginity. Because I think I did read in my commentary what she had to go to some of the men that was in service, some of them men that was fighting the war. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's so important, because I know God ain't with that. Mm-mm, but he made a vow that he would sacrifice whoever run out first of his house. And he know he didn't have but one child. She was ready to see her daddy. That's why she ran out of there with the timber and the dance, with the tamarine and the dance. Because she was happy to see her daddy. And he shouldn't have made that vow like that. But at least he didn't have to kill him. At least that. God didn't take a life. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what that burnt offering meant. Unto the Lord. Any questions or comments? Anybody have any questions or comments? It was real interesting. I studied real good about it because how you can't just put off, they kicked him out kind of because his mama was a harlot. She was a strange woman. That's what they call a harlot. She was a tavern keeper, an innkeeper. So they call her a harlot, and they put him on out, saying he's not going to be in their father's house, but they had to go back and get him. You can't do people like that. And then God still loved them, too, because he was giving them favor, and he was fighting for somebody that put him out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was rough because you just can't judge people like that. Can't look down on them. I don't care what they've been through. Even though his mama was a whore, a harlot, whatever, that's okay. You still can't even look down on her. You can't judge her because if we didn't have the Lord, who would we be? Where would we be? We cannot look down on people. I don't care what they do. Mhm. I mean, and then you got to love them. You don't have to love what they do, but you got to love the person. That's the only way you're going to get in heaven. Because let me tell you something. That's that last two commandments he said. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and soul. Yeah. You have to find a way to love them. You can't really love them. I can't really love them with Deborah's love, but I can love them with the love of Christ, because Christ would love every one of them, because he made every one of them. And you have to keep praying for them and praying for them and praying for them. Like I say, you may not mean that prayer when you first start praying for them, but after a while, when the anointing moves and God moves, you're going to love them. Because you're praying for them every day. Yeah. So, you know, it's something. And then, what else happened? How he tried to explain himself to Ephraim then. They are all talking about him and why you didn't come and get us and why you didn't do this and do this. Go sit down somewhere. Because if God wanted you, he would have called you, Ephraim. He wouldn't have called me. He wouldn't have sent the elders to get me. They would have went and got Ephraim. But God know who he want to use. God know exactly who he want to use. Many are called, but few are chosen. Mm-hmm.
Could I say
so? Yeah.
And I just want to kind of, you know, give a comment. I mean, it's more so a comment of, you know, because, I mean, we all have a tendency, all of us, when we, you know, to not want to do a job unless we receive credit. You get what I'm saying? And I think, me personally, we don't look at the outcome or the end of a situation. We always, you know, when somebody tell us what went on, like somebody probably came back like, you know, hey, they fought and they didn't even come get us and all of this, that, and the third. Then we start developing certain things in our mind. You know what I'm saying? And then that may turn into jealousy of how and why. We don't even know why. You get what I'm saying? We not even talk to God or nobody else. It's just we go off of what people tell us. So, and I think it's in all of us. You get what I'm saying? Just to receive credit for a job. You know what I'm saying? And I think that, I mean, it's evidence that people of the tribe, I want to say Ephraim, they were to me, they was more concerned with getting the credit than they was seeing the job well done. You get what I'm saying? Job was done without them.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, why should they complain about a victory? You know, it just sounds like some of the stuff that we go through on a daily basis, you know, with situations. And, you know, because they complained about a victory that was accomplished through God.
Already.
Intervened. You know what I'm saying? And the benefit, see, this is what they should have been looking at, was the benefit for all of the tribes, and they wasn't. And and through that, or out of that, they got, it was just a strange jealousy. You get what I'm saying? That was just put up on Ephraim. You get what I'm saying? It was just, you know, I just want to kind of, you know, reflect back on that because I think we all have felt, that, you know, it just seems to be a consistent problem with people today, not just Ephraim.
It is.
You know,
it
you
is.
Know, in Gideon, they gave a similar response to Gideon when the complaining of the men of Ephraim would attack the diplomacy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I'm trying to remember, it was a very different sort of man, but, you know, it's just, and I mean, it just goes back to just show us that the things that we go through today, like you were saying, you got to be careful. No matter what you do, no matter how you do, you just have to be careful about speculation. You know, because when we speculate, when people tell us something, you know, we don't think about how and why. And I just was in this certain thing. Somebody had just, you know, it was about, you know, my husband, I think he heard Jordan down the steps. And he was like, is Jordan here? And I was like, I don't know. Oh, no, he better not be here. He better not be here. I said, well, you don't know the reason. Don't stop speculating. You don't know what's going on and why he at home. You get what I'm saying? So people can speculate, which at that point, you know, in his mind, he had already, I don't care if it's rain, slow, sleet, and hail, and whatever, he don't supposed to be here. But it ended up being something that was a little bit worse than that. You get what I'm saying? That's why he's there. So we can speculate. We can just, you know, to me, we can think about some things that ain't got nothing to do with what's really going on and complain about the situation. And then the motive and the outcome of that situation could be to help you. It could be for all of us, not just only for them, and they try. You get what I'm saying? Whatever it is. So I just want to throw that in there.
Well, that was good. That gets you to thinking, because that's a lot of us, we like that. We get to, I mean, don't be nothing but the enemy using us, you know, the devil saying stuff in your mind. But why they didn't call us? We ain't good enough. They don't think we know how to fight. You know, he could have called somebody. He trying to get all the credit for it. We right here ain't doing nothing, you know. So, you know, anyway, his mama was a harlot anyway. Don't nobody want to fight with him no way. Just all kind of stuff. You right. You right, because they ain't thinking about the blessing. They thinking about the credit. They thinking about what somebody going to say about them and all this kind of stuff. And you can't think like that. Because so many times we should have learned by now, so many times God be doing what he does. And we have to get back out the way. So so he can do what he gonna do. But God, anyway, was making a point even with Jephthah. He was trying to show him something. You don't make no vow. You don't know who gonna run out the house. Now look at here what done happened. That's why his daughter was saying, well, just go ahead on. You done open your mouth to the Lord. Just do what you said you was gonna do. He sent her away. Whatever she had to do it. That ain't how he wanted his daughter to get married and have a husband to have children, to have sex. But she had to go have it with whoever she had. Just because he opened his mouth to the Lord. You be careful what you say to God. Careful. Word carry power, and God listens to him. He listens to him. So we definitely have to be careful. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? And, I mean, I don't know. But I know if he was supposed to sacrifice her, she's supposed to be burned up. So I guess in a way that's sacrificing, because he sacrificed her virginity. Mm-hmm. So that was good. That was really good. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm want to make me keep on reading y'all. But no, this Thursday we don't have anything. Mm-hmm, but this was good. So I'm not gonna hold you on. Next week we come back on Tuesday, and we'll have 13 and 14. We're just gonna have 13 and 14. Yep. So, I'm gonna let y'all off of here. I'll be on there in the morning by the grace of God, because Xfinity came out today and fixed the stuff up. Everything ain't on there, but it's okay. I get it done. Amen. So I'm going to get ready to close off. Does anyone else have anything to say? Okay. Amen. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking you for this opportunity to study with the women of God on tonight, men and women of God. I just thank you right now for each one of them. I thank you for opening up our understanding. We got a good understanding of our vows, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for teaching us about speculation and judging people quickly. Lord, we thank you for opening up our understanding for that on tonight. Lord, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover every member of this ministry, of this church, in the name of Jesus. I just ask you to keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Bless their families now, God. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. You all have a good rest of the night. I will be on in the morning by the grace of God. And I'll see you all then. God bless you. Have a good night. Love y'all.
God bless you. Good night. Love you too. Have
a good night.
Love y'all. Good night.
Love y'all. Love you. Good night.